We're going to jump right into things with Melody Mercado from Block Club Chicago. You got the downtown beat, and that means a lot of business in your beat, Melody, including big news about Google, which we've talked about, moving to the Thompson Center, but something called the Google Effect. Explain what this is.
So the Google Effect is basically this hypothesis in like the real estate and business market that experts basically say that there's going to be a real estate boom, and whether that means conversions into more residential or hotel units
wherever
downtown.
Google goes.
Exactly.
Did we see this in the Fulton Market District when they opened offices as well? I mean, that neighborhood's popping.
Yes. Developers in that area argue that, you know, one of the major points is the development that happened in Fulton Market with big businesses, not just Google, but like McDonald's as well, that had a lot of workers moving into some of those really nice high rises in the Fulton Market area as a result of working in those buildings.
This could be big for downtown. Downtown is, I don't want to say struggling, but we do have high vacancies in a lot of office buildings right now.
Yes, we know that currently office vacancy rates are hovering around 47% compared to 2019 numbers.
That's huge.
That's not great, right?
No.
And so a lot of real estate experts are saying, you know, with these high vacancy rates, why don't we turn some of these office buildings and reuse them and convert them into residential units?
Does Google help that process along, either by encouraging their employees to live near where it's going to be? How do they foster a boom in the area?
So real estate experts are saying that really the desire to live close to where you work is going to push that quote unquote Google effect. Something that important that happened, you know, during the pandemic is walkability of neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And they, again, real estate experts argue that the loop is pretty walkable to get to a lot of desirable things downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not move downtown if you're going to work in the Thompson Center? There's tons of things downtown that you can walk to, including your job.
What would be the advantage? Obviously, if residential is going to do well instead of business, that's an advantage. But I understand there might also be some tax benefits to some of these companies and big buildings changing over what they do.
Yes, there's two factors to that. There is some, grant funding or funding available if people are going to convert historical buildings.
Okay.
And there's also talks of, over at City Hall that Mayor Lightfoot will be creating and dipping into, some TIF district funding out of the LaSalle Central TIF district area with a goal to create 1,000 new Loop residential units, with 300 of those being affordable. Now, the mayor has said, and that report was from Cranes, by the way,
mm-hmm.
And the mayor has said that that's a little premature. But she did say that an announcement will be coming soon, so we'll see on that.
What's the timeline on this project? When will Google be in the building? A couple years still, right?
2026, but that gives real estate developers time to start thinking of converting now, so those units will be ready for all of those workers that will be coming downtown.
It'll be interesting to see if we get the Google effect outside the Thompson Center. I'm sure you'll cover it. Melody Mercado, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.